and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. And if you're new here, the Daily Dits is your behind-the-scenes look at what Forces personnel are up to across the Forces world. And today's guest, we're going to Scotland. Mark McKenzie is on the pod today. Hello, Mark.
Hi. Welcome to sunny Scotland.
Is it sunny for once in Scotland?
For once, the rain's sweeping in later in the week. It's a tropical 24 degrees in Edinburgh at the moment, which is very manageable.
Oh, that does sound quite nice. But you've had
unusual.
A bit of a busy week in the heat, haven't you, my love?
It is. It's a really busy week. Scotland make it to the World Cup for the first time since 1998. I'm loving covering those matches. And I'm covering breakfast for Jim Gilley here in Scotland this week as well. So it's early starts, late finishes. But you know what? This is the best job in the world. And we get to meet so many fascinating people. And you know, the thing about doing the sports show when your team are doing well or not doing well, there's nowhere to hide. You can't go, all right, well, I'm just going to go to the bar or I'm going to, you know, you're there and you're completely and utterly exposed.
Exposed is probably a good way
get
to
that
say
into, yeah.
I like that a lot. But you've had, as well as all this World Cup drama and getting up nice and early for breakfast shows, you had a nice trip into Edinburgh recently, didn't you?
Yeah, finished the show on a Monday morning at 10 o'clock. It was the Armed Forces Day flag being raised in Edinburgh City Centre. Made it there just in time. And it's fantastic. It's a very small service with the Royal British Legion, Scotland Legionnaires there with their flags. And they present the Lord Provost of the City of Edinburgh with the flag.
Oh, that sounds quite interesting.
If you want to see it, it's up on the BFBS Scotland Instagram page now, and also Facebook. Give us a follow on the BFBS Scotland Instagram because we're new to it. And, you know, numbers are growing slowly. We have a lot of fun there. Lots of Armed Forces Day thing. I did a little video, actually, because there's this thing, I don't know if you've seen, with Scotland being in Boston. Did I mention Scotland were at the World Cup? Scotland being in Boston. The Scots, in particular Glaswegians, I'm from the east, so I'm much more cultured in Edinburgh, but they love putting traffic cones on anything that doesn't move. So there's hardly a statue anywhere around Glasgow and now Scotland that doesn't have a traffic cone on it. And I did a quick pan round of the skyline, and there's a statue on the Royal Mile of Edinburgh, which this time next month will be teeming with tourists. And the statue has a traffic cone sitting proud. And then you pan further around and there's the Armed Forces Day flag flying high and proud above the Edinburgh City Chambers.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. That's the most Scottish thing I think I've ever heard. But who did you manage to speak to whilst you were there?
Yeah, you know me, I like to get as many guests as possible. I think we ended up with 5 in total, representation from each of the services, the Lord Provost himself, and first of all, Brian Ward, who's the events manager with Royal British Legion Scotland.
We have entrusted the City of Edinburgh with the Armed Forces Day flag, and that will be flown over the City Chambers in Edinburgh for the whole Armed Forces Week.
You entrust, so that takes really the form of the Lord Provost, who we should bring in here as well, Robert Aldridge. Good to see you. The flag looks fantastic up there above the City Chambers.
Yeah, it's great. It's our opportunity as a city to say thank you to all of our service personnel and thank you to the service families who provide such enormous support to make it all happen. You know, in Edinburgh, we've got something like 5 to 10% of the population are linked to the services. They make an incredible contribution to our city and this is our chance to say thank you, we respect what you're doing.
You're really embracing it as well. We met on Saturday at Craig Locker. One of your arduous tasks was judging a dog show.
I've never been more terrified in my life. I knew, but one of the problems with judging anything is that you get one very, very happy winner and all the rest absolutely hate you. But luckily the dogs only give love.
Excellent. We should add that it was an Armed Forces Day dog show as well. You say you've never been more terrified in your life. You're standing next to Ross.
It's Colonel Ross McElhinney from the Royal Air Force.
You're here today representing the RAF. Why is Armed Forces Day important to you as serving personnel?
I think in general it's actually important that we remember the people who went before us, reservists, full-time regular staff, and those who are serving now, give a bit of thanks to them, as the Lord Provost said, for all the work they've done and what they continue to do.
The Acting Garrison Sergeant Major is here representing the Army as well.
I'm Colour Sergeant Thorley from the 1st Battalion Scots Guards. I'm currently posted at UOTC Edinburgh. It's very important for Armed Forces Day because also it's just not the community, it's the worldwide as well. It's also for families and also everybody everybody that supports the armed forces.
It's a chance for you guys to be proud as well, isn't it? Not suggesting that you're not always proud, but that Chess just comes out just slightly further in the lead up to this.
Yeah, 100% it does, yeah. Especially doing parades, it's nice to be proud. Also running the chains, running the chins, and also it's just nice for the community to see what we respect the armed forces.
Okay, we've got senior service here as well.
Hello, thank you, good morning. My name is Lieutenant Commander Megan Begon. I'm representing the Royal Navy. I'm based over at HMS Caledonia in Rosyth.
Tell me about Armed Forces then, why it's important to you.
As Lord Provost said and my colleagues here, it is incredibly important to give our service men and women and their families even a day to recognise what they do for UK defence. I don't think we talk about it enough and have a wide enough understanding of what our people do around the globe, so it's really nice to be able to celebrate them and give an opportunity to be thankful.
Let's go back very quickly to Brian Ward. As I say, this is the lead up. There'll be events happening around the UK on Saturday. We know Northern Ireland held theirs on Saturday. The national event is in Aldershot. Edinburgh, what have we got here?
So we have a parade forming up at 10 o'clock at Charlotte Square. That's going to be led by our riders branch, so on motorcycles. There's also going to be a Scottish Military Vehicle Group. They're bringing in 14 separate military vehicles. And then there'll be a parade of veterans led by Lowland, the Highland Bands of the Royal Regiment of Scotland, and also the Royal Air Force Central Scotland Pipes and Drums. So that's, and then after that, when they arrive in St Andrew's Square, there'll be a programme entertainment and some refreshments for the veterans as well. A really good opportunity to sort of catch up with old friends.
Oh, Mark, of course you managed to speak to, feels like you managed to speak to the whole crowd that were there.
Yeah. Apologies in advance for anyone that's on the night shift on Saturday in Edinburgh, because you've got the motorbikes of the Royal British Legion Scotland. You've got the pipes and drums of the RAF there as well, and the Lowland and Highland Bands of the Royal Regiment of Scotland, plus a concert with live singers as well. So, yeah, chances of anyone getting any sleep, for few and far between.
Air defence will be needed for Saturday night. But what would you say the public's reaction has been to the raising of the flag?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is about education as well, and there's a lot to be said. I had the pleasure of speaking to the Armed Forces Minister, Louise Sander-Jones, at Napier University, as I was discussing there with the Lord Provost. He was a great judge, by the way, at the dog show. It's about the public knowing that the Armed Forces are there and doing stuff all the time. It doesn't have to be the really visible stuff. There's stuff going on, you know, and speaking to reservists who they don't necessarily switch on and switch off, but a lot of them are coming from civilian jobs to go in to do military stuff and then back again. This is a great bit of awareness, and it's a chance. Armed Forces Day is a chance to say thank you for us, to say thank you to the Armed Forces.
Absolutely it is, and it's a very big week for the Armed Forces, because obviously it is Armed Forces Week, but today in particular is Reserves Day, and you did a bit of a special show on the radio this morning to sort of mark that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I came up with this idea, and I don't know about you, but when you come up with ideas, you go, yeah, there's a good thing. And then you do the list of things that could go wrong. I got to round about 1,324 and thought, I'm just going to stop with this list and just go with it. It all went great. We had representation from each of the reserve services. Corporal Bob Kerr, who's RAF Police, started off this morning, and it was a good chance just to find out what they do and how they integrate now. After that, Lieutenant Colonel Nicola McCulloch with 215 MMR, Multiple Medical Regiment, rather. She's incredible. So she's the epitome, I think, of everything that you think of when you think of a reservist. She's a her day job is with the NHS. She has a family, a young family, and yet she's a lieutenant colonel in the medical regiment. Also, in her spare time, where is she getting this spare time? She was the British Army Warrior Fitness Veteran Champion recently as well. I mean, how do you manage? But she did drive to the station rather than run the just from round the corner. But incredible, and she was brilliant. And then we had Chief Petty Officer Paul Jaffa O'Neill, who's the Recruit Pipeline Manager with HMS Scotia and HMS Dalriada in Glasgow. They've all got different reserve stories to tell, and they all told them beautifully. But we thought we'd have a wee bit of fun. Rather than just getting in hearing their stories, I put them to work because we wanted to make them busier than they are, see what they could do. So they were doing the travel news, they were doing the weather forecast, and it means that I can take the rest of the week off. This is magic.
I'm Nicola McCulloch. My role here today is to be one of the other co-hosts. You've already heard somebody else this morning. I've already made a mess because I was supposed to say my rank, but I'll go ahead and do it now. It's Lieutenant Colonel Nicola McCulloch, and I am a doctor from 215 Multirole Medical Regiment. It's an exciting night. That's Scotland playing Brazil tonight at 11 p.m, so it's going to be another late one for all of us. Even a narrow defeat might still see us progress because of the new rules and the new scoring system of the World Cup, so it's definitely no Scotland, no party tonight, and let's go and win this match. Obviously Scotland have never beaten Brazil, but you know, tonight's the night. I'm excited for it, and I can't wait to see them win.
So Mark, with all of these guests in the studio, do you think we've potentially got some BFBS employees in the pipeline? Do you think that they might consider a career in broadcasting?
Well, hopefully they'll give me a few more years before they decide they're going to step up. I think, you know, what we're looking to do is champion what the armed forces do. And I think them coming on and them telling their story. And yes, somebody in the Navy will know what the Navy's talking about. Doesn't necessarily follow that somebody in the RAF's going to know what the Navy are talking about, and vice versa. And the joy of BFBS is we broadcast to the general public as well. So even if there's one person listening to this who thinks, I'm going to explore the possibility of joining either the regulars or the reserves, then it's a win.
It absolutely is a win. And as we have seen from all four corners of the globe with BFBS, the armed forces is a very nice and fun place to be sometimes, isn't it?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, you know, they're too good at doing the travel news and the weather forecast. But yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today to chat to us about this very, very busy week that you've been having. And now it's even busier because we've dragged you on the podcast.
Great fun, though. Great fun.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, let me just take a moment to tell you about social media specialists, because these are our in-house social media training courses that you can get yourself involved with. Whether you want to understand how the algorithm works, whether you want to plan and evaluate a campaign, or learn how to create engaging social media content, our courses have got something for you at Social Media Specialists. From TikTok to LinkedIn and so much more, all of our social media training courses are completely free. That's F-R-E-E, free, for the partners of UK military personnel, veterans and partners of veterans. So what are you waiting for? Get yourself signed up. Head to bfbs.com/SMS. That's bfbs.com/SMS. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of The Daily Dits. I think we're going to go and let Mark McKenzie have a lie down. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I will see you next week. We've got a special guest covering Daily Dits tomorrow.